You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Fonterra announced it is returning a total dividend of 55 cents a share for the past financial year off the back of a 1.1 billion net profit. In response to Fonterra's profit announcements, Greenpeace Aotearoa has called out Fonterra for profiting from rainforest destruction. Since last week, Greenpeace has also announced the organisation are suing Fonterra over allegations Fonterra are also misconstruing the claim that their dairy products are 100% New Zealand, their cows are 100% New Zealand grass-fed, when findings showed that a potential 20% of a cow's diet could come from palm kernels imported from rainforests in Southeast Asia. On Thursday last week, wire producer Sophia spoke to Greenpeace Aotearoa agricultural campaigner Sinead Dayton O'Flynn about this topic, asking her firstly about how concerning the profit announcement was to Greenpeace.
Yesterday, Fonterra announced a profit of over $1 billion. But really, these massive profits are nothing to be proud of because they contribute to rainforest destruction in Southeast Asia. So Fonterra relies heavily on an imported feed called palm kernel to feed the dairy herd because there's simply too many cows and not enough grass to feed them. And palm kernel is a product of the palm industry, an industry that is associated with massive deforestation in Southeast Asia, human rights abuses, and the destruction of rare wild habitats in that region.
To add on to what you're saying there, coming off the back of years of reliance on palm kernel as a supplementary feed for Fonterra's dairy herd, Greenpeace Aotearoa has called out Fonterra for profiting from rainforest destruction. What is the cost of Fonterra's production methods on rainforests, particularly in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, so New Zealand is actually the world's biggest importer of palm kernel, and that is imported to feed the dairy herd. And we know that Fonterra's main supplier of palm kernel is actually the biggest importer into New Zealand. So effectively, Fonterra are the country's biggest importer of palm kernel. So it does come at quite a huge cost to those regions.
Does Fonterra need to be using palm kernel? Are there other alternatives?
So actually, over the years, more and more farmers and some of the biggest farms in New Zealand, like Dairy Holdings Limited and Land Corp, have stopped using palm kernel on their farms because of these environmental concerns. So there are absolutely other ways of farming that don't rely on destruction of the rainforest. So there's other feeds. So some people feed their cows maize that is grown here in New Zealand. Another solution is just fewer cows. If we had fewer cows, we wouldn't need to rely on all of these inputs like palm kernel or synthetic nitrogen fertilizer to feed them. So ultimately, reducing the herd size would solve a lot of these problems.
What would Greenpeace like to see change in Fonterra's practices to be more environmentally friendly then?
Yeah, I think a great place to start would be phasing out the use of palm kernel across all of their farms. And then ultimately leading to reducing the herd size. Fonterra can and must make the switch to more plant-based ecological farming practices. That includes ending their use of palm kernel, ending their reliance on synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, and reducing the dairy herd size.
That was Greenpeace Aotearoa agriculture campaigner Sinead Dayton O'Flynn speaking to Sophia about Fonterra's recent yearly profit announcement last week and Fonterra's use of palm kernel, which contributes to rainforest destruction in Southeast Asia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.